Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are talking this week about how to be blessed by the Bible. And I'm not talking about priority gospel type preaching or teaching. I'm talking about just how God wants to speak to you when you read His Word. But a lot of times we don't have our hearts, our attitudes in the right place. And we started off yesterday just sharing, we're basing this off James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. And so if you've got your Bible, you might want to turn to that, James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. But here's what I know that, the enemy will do everything he can to keep us out of God's Word. Yet I want to encourage you to make sure you spend time each day with Him. And we talked about that, you know, the primary purpose of the Bible is in reading it is not to know the Bible, but to know God. That's how God wants to speak to us. And I want to talk to you today about four attitudes to just kind of help prepare our hearts. There's a Native American proverb, it's been around for quite a while, it says, the longest journey you will make in your life is the journey from your head to your heart. That's so good. The longest journey you will make in your life is the journey from your head to your heart. And friends, as we read God's Word, it not only gets in our head and our minds, but if we ask the Holy Spirit, He will help it speak to our hearts, which affects everything. I mean, it's a game changer. And so I hope these four things that I'm going to share, four attitudes to help prepare your hearts today. If you want to be blessed by the Bible and you want to receive God's Word, I love it. I mean, this is not like in college. Sometimes you had classes you didn't really like, and so you had to just memorize information because you knew it was going to be on a test, right? Oh, goodness. No, man, you must say, when I'm reading the Bible, Lord, I want to be blessed by it. I want to honor you. I want to receive in my heart and mind and then apply it in my life. And God will honor that prayer, friends, if you'll spend time with Him and ask Him to. But four attitudes to prepare your hearts to be blessed by the Bible and reading God's Word. Number one, you got to be careful, you know. James chapter 1, verse 19 says, be quick to listen, slow to speak. Talked a little bit about that in yesterday's program. Secondly, you got to be calm. You know, that last part of there, James chapter 1, verse 19 says, be slow to become angry. And, you know, there's a lot of things, friends, that can push our buttons in the world today, especially if you're a follower of Jesus. And the enemy loves to do that to keep you from being calm so you don't want to spend time in God's Word. And yet you have to be very, very intentional about that and protective of it. Former President Thomas Jefferson said, when angry, count to 10 before you speak. If you're very angry, count to 100. When angry, count to 10 before you speak. If you're very angry, count to 100. And maybe sometimes, I mean, you know, I've had to do that if I was going to have my quiet time and spill my coffee and it goes all over the place and get some papers wet and things. I've had that happen to me before, and to be honest with you, I've let it steal my joy for about a minute, and then I'm going to finish my quiet time, and all of a sudden I just have to kind of breathe for a second and say, okay, Lord, I unfortunately let that get underneath my skin, so to speak, get my blood pressure up a little bit, get a little frustrated, maybe a little angry, and yet I need to breathe for a moment and just say, God, I want to calm myself now and just take this frustration, this anger away and just listen to you speak to me. Benjamin Franklin said, anger is never without a reason, but seldom with a good one. Ouch. So I want to ask you the question today, if you're maybe struggling with some angry, and friends, I've been there. I understand it. Trust me, 99% of the things I teach on are things that I've had to go through. I've had to learn myself and learn from my mistakes, my successes. But I think, unfortunately, we learn a lot more in our failures, don't we? And we don't need to make the same mistakes as our friends and family members. Let's learn from those things. Let's take that information, apply it in our life so we can have transformation. But I want to ask you a question today. If you are struggling with angry, why are you angry? Is it something that happened? Maybe just an unfair situation that happened? Is it maybe you're angry because of something someone else did? Or maybe you're angry today because you're angry at yourself. Just really frustrated at where you're at because of some unwise and selfish decisions that you made. Or maybe it's D, all of the above. Yeah, I'm kind of angry, Greg, because it's something that happened several years ago. And, it actually was something else that somebody else did. Someone else did that thing to me and had a lot of influence in that happening. But also I'm disappointed in how I responded. It's led me down, just a disappointing path for a while. And, sometimes, friends, I've found that a lot of times it's really, though, a combination of all three, all of the above. And, here's what I know. Anger is an emotion, and if we don't deal with it, eventually it's going to come out. You're going to erupt. We saw just the horrific things that happened in Hawaii on the island of Maui. And, I've not done it very often, but there's been a couple times in my life that I've let something build up and I did not deal with it because I didn't feel like it was ever the right time to. And then I winded up just kind of erupting. And I'm thankful it's only happened two times that I can really remember in my life, but it really did injure a relationship, a really close relationship with somebody. And man, I've really, really tried to learn from that. And want you to learn from it today, too. And so maybe it's time to step back and ask, hey, why am I angry? And talk with somebody through it. And if somebody wants to do that with you, I just want to encourage you to just be a good listener. Just listen. You don't have to give them the answers. Sometimes you just got to love people where they're at. Of course, if they do ask your opinion, then always push them into what God's Word says. And, this is what the Bible says. Or if you don't know, just say, I would encourage you to look into God's Word and see what it says about that situation. And the good news with Google, you can look up just about anything, and even with Bible information, Bible knowledge, and it will help you with that quickly. So if you're struggling with anger today, I want to encourage you maybe to see what the Bible says about it. A third attitude to prepare your heart if you want to be blessed by the Bible is you need to be clean. We talked about this yesterday near the end of the program. If you missed it, I want to encourage you to check out that 14-minute podcast. You can go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org. And catch that 14-minute program. Or if you listen to podcasts, whatever platform you're on, we're available on all those platforms. And hope you'll subscribe to us and our channel there on whatever podcast platform. And if you're blessed by a program, or if you'd leave us a review, it just helps other people find Hope Is Here a lot easier. And we would greatly appreciate it. But, if you're going to be clean, your heart, your attitude, James chapter 1, verse 21, we talked about it yesterday. It says, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. James chapter 1, verse 21. And, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, focus on what is true, what is honorable, what is lovely, what is right, what is pure. And got to ask you, friends, is that something that you're doing? As I was preparing this message, I had to kind of do a little inventory of my own life. And we all need those reminders, kind of like with our car. We take it in usually every 3,000 miles to get an oil change, right? And sometimes we got to need to change the filter on our hearts and our eyes and our mind, what we're watching, what we're reading, what we're looking at, people we're hanging out with. A fourth attitude to help prepare your heart if you want to read the Bible and be blessed by it and understand what God's will for your one and only life is. This is a hard one here, okay? Save the best for last, but maybe the most challenging one. Be compliant. Be compliant. A lot of times we read God's Word and, we know that the Lord's saying, hey, you need to do this, but nah, I don't feel like it, or that's going to require some sacrifice, or just getting me out of my comfort zone. Maybe I'm going to have to forgive somebody that really hurt me. But friends, here's what I know. If you can't, until you learn to be under God's authority, you're not going to be able to have any authority. You truly aren't. You may have a little bit, but God may have a lot more he wants to bless you with. But till we can learn to be under God's authority, and that's part of one of the biggest challenges I think we have in our country. So many people said, I'm going to pick the parts of the Bible that I like, and the rest I'm just going to leave there and leave it alone, and I'm not going to pay attention to that. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're in the mess that we are in our country, because a lot of people just said, you know what, I'm not going to be compliant to God's word except the parts I like, or some just say, I'm not going to be compliant at all. And, you know, not only just compliant to God, but if you're under authority with a job. I heard this great quote by Pastor Robert Moore several years ago. I've never forgotten it. He said, to have authority, you must learn to be under authority. So good. That's a great nugget of wisdom. You may want to write this one down. To have authority, you must learn to be under authority. Maybe the reason you've gotten that promotion at work is because even though, yeah, your boss is not great, he's got some shortcomings, she's got some shortcomings, okay? Yet, God is a God of details, and God places people in power. And sometimes you just have to learn to sacrifice and submit, even though you don't want to be compliant. And yet I'm thankful that Jesus modeled when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he knew the cross was coming, and he didn't want to do it. I mean, he hadn't sinned any. Yet he said to his Heavenly Father, God, our Heavenly Father, he said, you know, if it be thy will, remove this cup. In other words, if we don't have to do this, hey, that would be A-okay with me. And if there's another way to help save all of mankind, let's do it. But I love what Jesus said in the next breath, but he said, not my will, but your will be done. And friends, today, maybe that's just something you need to say to God. Say, you know, I've been selfish. Please forgive me, Lord. I do want to be compliant and do what you want me to do with my only one and only life. Great story. I don't have time to read it. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13, about the centurion and Jesus. Here's a guy that understood authority. So maybe if you're struggling with authority, you need to see the faith and the humility that the centurion, the military officer in the Roman army, had when he encountered Jesus. And that's Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. We only got a couple minutes left, so I want to encourage you today to reflect on God's word. Please reflect on God's word. We just started this new month of September, and it's not too late for you getting a good daily reading plan. James chapter 1, verse 25 says, the man who looks intently into the perfect law. Vance Pittman has this great quote. He says, if you want the peace of God, you must know the God of peace. Wow. Say that again. Vance Pittman, if you want the peace of God, you must know the God of peace. The second thing is we need to review God's word. James chapter 1, verse 25, the second part of the verse says, and continues to do this. James says, you continue to do this. Continue reading God's word. And I love how I can be reading a passage of scripture, and I'm a guy who likes to write my Bible, to highlight, and it's amazing. There can be a passage of scripture that I've read several times over my lifetime, but because of the season of life I'm in, it doesn't really speak to me at that moment. But then, because I'm in a different season of life, it could be several months, it could be even years, but there's something that God wants to speak to me, and I highlight, I put stars by it, because God's like I said, this is a word for you today. A third and final thing, if we're going to reflect on God's word, we got to remember it. And that's the last part of James chapter 1:25. It says, I don't forget what I have heard. And so I just want to encourage your friends to spend some time in God's word, to read it, review it, ask him to help you remember it, and do what James chapter 1, verse 22 says. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. We're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.